Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for April 6th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
We should point out that Becca is in the middle of the run of Black Spirit at Art Center of the Ozarks. How has the first weekend been?
It's so much fun. It's been almost 10 years since I was on stage, and I had sort of forgotten how much fun it is. Of course, if I nod off and start snoring during the segment, just go on.
A little
There's
bit
notes
of work,
here.
Too, right?
Yeah, a little bit of work here. Yeah. A little bit more work than it was 10 years ago, which is sad to admit. But if you are free this afternoon and you choose not to come to the 3 o'clock matinee of Blythe Spirit,
Because you've already seen it.
Oh, he's good.
Or you have tickets for next weekend.
Exactly.
Very good. You can go to Jolly Old England anyway.
Where's that?
Weirdly enough, at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
Who knew?
Yeah.
It is the Renaissance and Fantasy Fair of the Ozarks. And there is a great romance this year. They're actually starting to do the character-driven storyline like the Kansas City Renaissance Festival does.
So there is a narrative that runs through.
Exactly. And this is the story of Marie de Guise, who is the Duchess of Longueville, and she will decide before the end of the fair if she will marry King James V of Scotland or Henry VIII of England.
Hmm.
Do we have a say?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No,
right.
No, but you can have a turkey leg.
Okay. All right.
You can have a turkey leg. It's 1537, and it's about a day's walk from Stonehenge at the Washington County Fairgrounds. And there's a village full of people in character. There are vendors selling all sorts of handmade items and jewelry and wooden swords and shields. There'll be belly dancers and music and a magician and a pirate show and fighting groups. And it's just fun.
Suitable for all ages, correct?
Suitable for all ages and a great chance to escape from the real world.
So can I dress up?
Absolutely.
All right.
And if it's like the Kansas City Renaissance Festival, if you dress up, they will treat you as though you are in character.
Okay.
So that makes it even more fun.
All right.
Going in mundane clothes.
So bring your
clothes
accent, too.
Yeah, indeed. I'm still working on one of those. It's 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock today. Admission is $6 for adults, $3 for senior citizens and children ages 5 to 17, and the little bitty ones are free.
Now, considering that the life expectancy in the 16th century is like 40 or 42, does that mean you can claim the senior citizen discount if you're in your mid-40s?
I don't think they're going to buy that.
Okay.
But it's worth a try.
Okay.
Also this afternoon, Crawford County Chronicles.
Yes.
At the Drennan Scott Historic Site. Today's topic is Crawford County and Arkansas in the Mexican War with Tom Wing.
Tom Wing, yes.
Should be fun. Reservations, please. There are sessions at 1:30 and 3, and you can call 262-2750 for reservations. The Diamonds are performing this afternoon at the Air and Art Center at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
A living pop music legacy, I am told. The original quartet rose to prominence in the 50s and 60s with songs like The Stroll and Little Darlin'.
That's right.
And tickets are $25 for adults. The Wizard of Oz is wrapping up at 2 o'clock today at the Walton Art Center in Fayetteville.
If you don't have tickets, you might be out of luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check 443-5600 or check online. The Man Who Came to Dinner is on stage at 2 o'clock at Rogers Little Theater.
But hurry, because he's leaving.
He is leaving.
Yes.
Dinner is over. Boeing is on stage at Fort Smith Little Theater.
And I believe this first weekend is a near or complete sellout, so think about next weekend.
A funny, funny show. Of course, Blythe Spirit, which we mentioned, the matinee at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale is 3 o'clock.
Okay.
If you show up at 2, you can hang out and drink coffee and eat cookies, but shows at 3, $20 for adults. And there's an art lecture this afternoon at 4 at Crystal Bridges, Picasso and His Times, with author Patricia Layton from Duke University.
Fantastic.
We have a story in What's Up from Friday, if you still have your copy. Fascinating, fascinating how she correlates Picasso's art with the politics of the time.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is free with online reservations at crystalbridges.org.
Fantastic.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.